turn with me your Bibles to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel. And tonight we're going to meditate on the book of Ezekiel. And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 1, I'm going to read only verse 1, and I'm going to go over to chapter 3, verse 17. Let me read Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Tonight, I would like to put and entitle the message as a watchman. We have been appointed all believers in now are now today to be God's watchmen. We are going to look at 6 points, what the watchman should do. Let's pray. The Almighty God, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for tonight. When I look at myself, I am nothing before thee without you. Lord, tonight I have no ability to preach. I have no power to bring thy word. Tonight I totally depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our heart. We may hear and apply in our heart. Lord, please help us to see the need. Please help us to realize that we have been appointed as God's watchmen, even in America, even in Burma, the rest of the whole world. Bless this time into you. We commit this time to Almighty care. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Whenever we go to the Walmart, in a Walmart in America, we see security. And if you go to the White House, you will see a lot of security. So the security has certain things that he must do. So tonight, the first thing a watchman should do is he must stand up. Stand up. From where we have to stand up? From the place where we're sitting down right now. Here God said to Ezekiel, stand up upon thy feet. God cannot speak to a Christian who is sitting down or sleeping all the time. God wants a kind of Christian who will stand up and be alert all the time. What does it mean by standing up? That means you are ready to listen to your master. You are showing your readiness for God. That means, Lord, I'm available here. Do you see a security sleeping all the time? If he's found sleeping, I think the next day he will be out. Tonight, the same thing. God wants us to be a watchman, to be standing up. And if we will see why we need to stand up. We need to see if the enemies are coming or not. Please turn with me your Bibles to Ezekiel 33. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it related to the here. And Ezekiel chapter 33, it talks about the responsibility of the watchman here. Ezekiel chapter 33, again the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coats and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Here we see the duty of what? A watchman. He must stand up first and be ready. You know, why should he be ready? We see the next thing and look at Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Let me read for you. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me when he heard. He spake unto me and sat upon my feet. And I heard him that spake unto me. And if we read again verse 1, chapter 1 verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. Unless you stand, God is not going to speak. If our heart is not ready, God is not ready to speak to you. Let me ask you, dear friends, is your heart ready for God? If you are not standing Christian, that means what? Whether sitting or sleeping. Pastor will know better who's believers, members, are standing Christians. Tonight, let me invite you, the first thing. Why not we stand up for God? Because we have to fight our enemies. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And verse 14, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth and having the breastplate of righteousness. We need to stand up and wear the armor of God that the Lord provided. Then have to say, sir, yes, I'm God's watching. I'm available. If you don't stand up, you're not ready to fight the enemy. We have to stand up. If we stand up, let's not keep up in standing. Sometimes we sit down, I realize, me too. Sometimes I sit down, sometimes I lay down in my Christian life, but the Lord wants me to stand. Because the need is so great. Because the security must be alert if the enemy is going to destroy. We know that Satan is destroying people already. A lot of crimes, people killing, suicide. Satan like that. Satan is a killer. Right now, all over the world, in depression. The news says that even in depression, this is a great battle, even in England. A lot of young people kill themselves. That is from Satan.
That's right.
Satan wants everyone to go to hell.
That's right.
Here, the book of Ezekiel chapter 33 says, if the enemies come, what must the watchman do? He must blow the trumpet. The enemy is coming. Be careful. We have to blow our trumpet. What is the trumpet? The good news of salvation. We have to blow. Christ died for us. We all are sinners. If we don't believe Jesus Christ, we are going to hell. Brother, I plead you, I ask you to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. That is blowing. When was the last time you blow up? Are blowing maybe what? Giving track? Are blowing maybe what? Sharing testimony? Are blowing maybe what? Supporting missionary? Because they do the job there. Different ways of blowing. We have to stand up. Say, God is looking for a person who is available. Sometime I wanted to study a doctorate. I looked for a fundamental school, and the pastor gave me all doctorate, D.Min, PhD subject, and I tried to do, and I have to spend 8 hours a day. I began to ask, what if I finish my PhD? How many souls will be saved? Then I stop. What I mean is, our time is going out all the time. So we must be hurry and standing up. And the second thing you should realize that we are sent out by God. Yes. Here we see, I send thee, God said to Ezekiel, and chapter 2, verse 3, he said unto me, son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation, had rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them. Thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear and whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there have been a prophet among them. They should know at least there is a prophet. Don't care whether people getting saved, not getting saved. This is none of our business. A lot of time in preaching to the Buddhist people, it takes time. In America, we have been preaching for 7 years. In Pasco, Washington right now, one time knocking the door, we found a Burmese family. I said, can I come and preach? Can you invite your friends? So the one family invited. The first night, 20 people came. The next, 30 people came. On and on, 40, 50. And I was about to go home. And I told one of the pastor, name is Paisley, Riverview Baptist Church. His wife passed away. He's old pastor, he's very good. And he said, can you come every Saturday night and preach? He has been doing right now 7 years. Wow. It took him 7 years to start one Burmese independent fundamental church. He never gave up. I gave him example of Adonai Judson. Right now they are ready to put the name, in fact a Baptist. And my wife and I, we were there recently, teaching them about how to function, the function of the local church. So we will be going back before we just go to Burma. What I'm saying is, everywhere the need is so great. It is not our duty whether how many people get saved or not. Our duty is we should realize that we are sent out by God. You go there. We are sent out by God. So security must go everywhere. If the thing is that if the enemy is coming, he must go quickly and tell them. We have Cyclone Nargis in Burma, 2008. How many have heard about Cyclone Nargis, Burma, 2008? In America, all over the world, they give a warning to the government of Myanmar. You must take care of your own people. There will be a big cyclone Nargis. Cyclone Nargis will be coming. A big storm will be coming. Would you please take care of your people? The government of Myanmar, they did not listen. It really happened. Over 100,000, more than that. The news says almost 300,000, I don't know. People died. I have seen with my own eyes, we were going there to help. Dead bodies everywhere. A big river, Ayodhya River. Some are big, some are small. We have to take it out, the dead bodies, and go there. So smell. I was crying, dying without Jesus Christ. You know, if we don't do, if the security, if the watchman is not doing his job, people will end up into hell. How many years? Eternally. You all are tonight, all of, including children, all of us, wherever you are, you have to connect with people. If you are working, connect with people. If you are talking, you are talking and with people. Why don't you ask, if you die right now, would you go to heaven? Why don't you pray for him? You must blow your trumpet. Remember, you are sent out by God. Where you are working, God put you there. Where you are, any work, God put you there. So that they know that there is a prophet among them. Why don't we do that? The third thing we should know is we must hear. It's very important. We must hear. Here the Bible says, and I would like to, verse 8. And but thou son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. We must hear the word of God. The Bible says here, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. John chapter 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice. If you are really God's sheep, are you hearing God's voice? Are you hearing just now we read from the Bible? Are you hearing that God is putting you as a watchman? Are you admitting that you are God's watchman? So a lot of times we say in Burma, we hear from here, it goes out. Now what should be, you know, according to this Bible, you hear, it should go down. Here, you hear, both of here, it should go down. A lot of Christians, just hearing from there, it goes quickly. Here, nothing. But don't give up preaching. They should know that there is a prophet. And the fourth thing is, a watchman must speak, must not shut up the mouth. If you are working in a place where God put you there, don't shut up your mouth. At least open one time and share how you got saved. God wants us to be a speaking Christian, not shutting up our mouth. A lot of time we open and talk, blah, 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 blah. We talk about what? About gospel? No. We talk about soccer. We talk about what we like. A lot, few times we talk about Christ died for you. Let us more in talking. And the fifth thing I want to give you is we must not be afraid. God said, be not afraid of them. I am with you always unto the ends of the world. One time we were having a conference, about 200 people. We were about to sing. The army came 6 o'clock with a gun. Don't sing a song. Who is leading this conference? I would have said, me. Who give you permission? I said, in our government, the law, there's freedom. Look at our schedule. We get up 5 o'clock, 4:30 or almost 5 o'clock in the morning. And we pray for you. We pray for you. Look at other people on the beach. Look at them. They shouted overnight. Why not you tell them? We never shout like that. Look at our own schedule. We teach our people good things. Please let them aloud sing a song. Arrest me if you want. I'm willing. And the guy said, let me talk to the general. He called about him. There is a group of people here, said, let them do what they want. And the next day they come, they ask me, Paul, do you need more chairs? And ever since, with the leaders, we have been friends.
Amen.
At that moment, it's not my boldness. A lot of times I was fearful, but I realized that when God sent us, He sent us with His, He provided, He had angels, security. Said, don't be afraid. Amen?
Amen?
Even in America, it's not safe. Don't be afraid. Unless the Lord allowed, nothing will happen to you. God is the greatest. We don't need to afraid. Just keep on preaching, realizing that we are God's security. We are God's watchmen. We should do our own duty. The last one is very powerful. The last one is very powerful. The greatest, what I would say, accountability. It has to do with blood. God said to Ezekiel, if you don't preach, if you don't give a warning, if they die, the wicked people in their sin, but I will require your blood in thy hand. Think about, do you have relatives who are not born again? Do you have? Do you have siblings who are not born again? Sure. But one of these days, we're going to stand up before God. How about this? Have you preached to him? If the security is not doing his job, and if the people are dying with their sin, it's not their fault. It is our fault. But if we preach all these villages, house to house, many times, if they are not born again, it is their business. We deliver, according to the Bible, their soul already. Paul said, I am free from the blood of all men. I cannot say that.
Amen.
I cannot say it yet anymore. In Acts 20, if you read, Paul said, I am free from the blood of all men, because he did what he's supposed to do. He said, I have fought the good fight. He realized that God is. Our dear brother sitting, I think we listened to his preaching. I really appreciate it. I encourage you, do continuously. If you are hated by people, say, praise the Lord. If you are not hated by people, that means we are not doing anything. If you have more enemies, because Satan is jealous of you. So God is with us. Tonight, let us realize that we are God's watchmen. And the first thing is we must stand up. That means ready. Readiness. Be alert, everything. What enemies is coming from there? Whose guy is going to die? One time I preached to a guy, very stubborn. Very stubborn. Big, tall. I share a lot of times. Very stubborn. Stubborn, not receiving. Like a rock. I pray for him many years. He got saved just 5 minutes before he died.
Wow.
He realized that, oh, so danger, so danger. He was about to die and he screamed like anything. So danger, help me, save me. At that moment, we share. He knew the gospel already. at last minute he received. The human heart is, you may give up, but don't give up. God can change that. We have a young lady, she prayed for his death salvation for 16 years. After 16 years, the father got saved. We built just building there. God is at work. Amen. Let us do our job. It may be long, it may take some time, but God is working in his own timing. Let's be stand up. And the second thing, we must hear God's word. We must hear, receive in our heart. Receive from the heart, not from a head, from the heart. And the third thing, we are sent out by God. And the fourth thing, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, only strong. And the fifth, we must speak. We shouldn't shut up our mouth. We are not supposed to all the time open up our mouth. Wherever we are, if we have any chances, not only from the pulpit. From the pulpit, we only have 3 times a week. Our mouth and preaching should be out there. You know, where did Christ preach from? The wilderness, not from the pulpit. He started preaching from the wilderness. We can do it. Outside. The last thing, realizing that the blood requirement. Amen. Very big accountability before God. How are you going to answer before God? How am I going to answer before God? If I don't do my job in Burma, I'm accountable to Burmese people. That's why I said, we are not ready yet for rapture. You know why? A lot of things to be done in Burma. We maybe talk about heaven, very good. Yes, very nice, we can go there. But how about the rest people? Lord, give us more times to serve you so that the people of Myanmar might be saved from hell. I think this would be our prayer. And you know, Jeremiah said, I will not mention, I decided not mentioning of God's name. I was very upset. People did not listen what I'm preaching. Lord, you deceive me. You make me, people mock at me every day. I couldn't bear it. And she said, here in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, and then I said, I will not mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Amen. I pray that the burning of God's word should be inside of us. I wish all of you, while you are sitting, the fires will be burned from where you are sitting down here. Yeah. It will be burned up and we jam everywhere. We jam everywhere, like a frog. People are not jumping, many believers. Just sitting there, no burning. It was so cold. It is so cold. What Jeremiah said, he was very upset. No people listening. People are mocking at me. I decided not to mention, not to preach even God's name. But every day my heart, within my heart, my inner heart, the word of God is burning. Shut up in my bones. Amen? Amen. I like that word. Amen. One time I gave up, let me tell you. I was admitted in the hospital for 3 times, I think. I was about to die. I gave up. Lord, this is too much. I was helping translation job. No time to sleep. 13 translation project, you must imagine. Each project has a problem. I have to deal with all the problem. So many things was going in my mind. Lord, this is enough. Lord, take my life. I did not tell my wife. I was in the hospital. The Lord did not answer. The Lord healed me from the hospital. He won me another years. Like Jeremiah. You have one time, sometimes you have discouragement. You think you are useless. Think about Noah, how long he preached. The Bible says a preacher of righteousness. It's not how many people are getting saved. It is how long, how much you are faithful. How much we do our job. Let us faithfully do it. In India, one time, a missionary I heard, he was there. He couldn't speak the language. He was there. The village, they killed him. After 30 years, one missionary came. The village people said, before you came, Jesus came already. What? Jesus. We killed Jesus already 30 years ago. He was a good man. We killed Jesus already. They show him the place they buried. It was missionary who gave his life. After 30 years, the villages, they were so sorry for that. God sent another preacher. The whole village became a Christian. After he died, God sent someone. Maybe after we died, we may see the fruit. After we get to heaven, maybe. Don't care about all these things. Let us care about our job. Because God put us as a watchman. We have nothing to do. If he say go, if he say run, we have to run. If you say, go and preach to that guy, we have to blow the trumpet. Remember, the trumpet is what? The good news. When was the last time you blow your trumpet? Or you leave it like that way? May God help us. Amen. A lot of times serving God is irritating. Serving God is boring. Yeah, we are human beings. It will be bored. But continually doing that. Yeah. One time, I was so tired to do Christmas soul winning. I promised one pastor, one missionary, I would come and do the soul winning and training for three days. He invited me and invited people. I was so reluctant. Here, I did not want to go. Anyhow, for the sake of obedience, let me go. I went there and did the first session preaching the gospel in the morning. The heart was open. People got saved. And my heart was stirred again. Even though you don't feel like doing that, do it. This is the command. The Bible says here, priests, instances, and what? Out of? Amen. Our duty is be alert always and obey what the Lord says.
Yes, amen.
May the Lord help us. People who serve God, don't give up. Never, never, never give up. The Lord will bless us. Thank you and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, brother. There were some people that came in a little